Okay, we left off 2 weeks ago before Tisha B'Av. We were discussing a difficult shaila, which sadly is sometimes very relevant in our communities. What happens in a case where you have a regular righty? So his entire life he was putting tefillin on his left arm because it's yad keya, it's his weaker arm. And then Nebuch, he has a stroke, and now he has paralysis on the right side of the arm. So now his right side becomes his weaker arm. So now his left side becomes a stronger arm. So maybe perhaps he should switch and put tefillin on the right arm. That's what we were discussing last week. So we left off last week in the Mesorbis Moshe, where this is the booklet that says, Eze Yad Lo Aniach Tefillin B'Choyle. It should be a one-sided paper with back-to-back. Then you should have another booklet, which I hope to start this evening as well, as we'll be really getting into the halachas of lefties, Mr. Hashem, when we finish this up. So we left off last week, we were discussing the shayla of what do you do with someone who Nebuch now switches over. So we would have thought it's a no-brainer. We would have thought, based on what we saw last time, we saw from the Dogel Meirvava, we saw from the Noi de Behuda with the Magen Avram, that if a person trains his body to switch sides, and now his stronger is his weaker, vice versa. So the simple reading of the Mishneh Berurah, the simple reading of the Magen Avraham with the Dogel Meirvava would sound like Itaka switches over. So in this case, especially with the Dogel Meirvava writes, and Kol Shekein if there's a Chayla, so a person Nebuch has a stroke, and now his right side becomes weaker, we would think his left side now becomes his stronger, his right side becomes weaker, so he should switch where he puts on tefillin. So we were reading through together, number 9, the Meseiris Moshe. This is Rav Moshe Tendler's recording, the different things that he saw by Rav Moshe. So he writes over here that Rabbi Yamelech Bluth was a Talmud Muvik of Rav Moshe, was a Rav in Brooklyn, died only a few years ago. So he asked Rav Moshe, Mamash de Shaila. It's interesting, Rav Moshe, we'll see in a second, Rav Moshe has a tshuva about a similar paralysis Shaila, but not exactly the way he writes it over here, but he asks Rav Moshe, Mamash de Shaila, if you have a paralysis case, very often stroke cases, where now they have a stroke on the right side, they stroke and then now the paralysis on the right side, what do you do? So initially he thought...
Does it matter short-term,
long-term? So we'll see a little bit. It definitely should matter long-term, short-term, obviously. If let's say, for example, the doctors are saying, yeah, no, don't worry, he'll get it back and this, that, and the other. I'm involved in a case where it looks like it's not going to get better, but that should make a difference, obviously, right? Just like if a guy has a cast for a week or two, we're not going to say his switch is over. But yeah, that definitely should be factored in. So we left over here number 9, where they asked Rebellion Melech, this is read number 9 again, it's because I didn't read it inside. Number 9, left corner. V'shoyal ha-Rebellion Melech Bluth Rabbeinu. Rebellion Melech Bluth asked Reb Moshe, Ma'o Adim B'mashu, the following case. Shemachmas Iru Moichi. So we said Iru Moichi means something happens to the brain. So what do they call that? Something happens to the brain, they call that a stroke. Rachman al-Sol, Nasi Yoda Ha'imanis Mishutak. It's another great Hebrew word today, that his right side now becomes quiet. What does it mean, quiet? Paralyzed, paralysis on the right side. Do we say now his right side becomes his weaker arm? Therefore, so now he should put tefillin on his right arm. Are you learning? Mamish, our question. So we would have paskin. We'll see in a second what Ramosha says. But we would have paskin based on the Noi the Dogam Revolva, based on the Magen Avraham. I would have paskin that Avada, 100%. Just like we saw from the Noi de Behuda told us that when a person either trains himself to be stronger one hand or the other, or the lashon of the Noi de Behuda, which the Mishneh Berurah quotes, la halacha was what? Min hashemayim hirgilu. If heavenly sent, it came that way. What does that mean? Like this case, where Nebuch, now the person gets a stroke, min hashemayim, and that's from Shemayim, and now his weaker hand is reversed. So I would think it's a no-brainer. I would think it's poshut that now the answer should be he puts tefillin on his right arm. Either his entire life, the guy was putting on tefillin on his left arm, things changed. That would be my personal upset. So they asked this to Rav Moshe. What does Rav Moshe answer? V'omer Rabbeinu Rav Moshe answer, shenidma loy sheyesh loy shagisayah inyan bedavazes. Rav Moshe first tells him, you should know there's a shagisayah who talks about this. So he gives him a maramokin. Then he writes, he talks about a case where someone has his hand chopped off. So Moshe told him, it used to be the practice that a lot of bar mitzvah boys at their bar mitzvah pshetel, they would talk about this shayla. And I would have thought there's something a little more optimistic or hopeful is a better way to go. But okay, it used to be that was the style they would talk about. What happens to the guy who has his arm chopped off and now his weaker arm switches over? What do you do? Okay, I would find something else to talk about. But Zogtiv Moshe, he writes, this to me was fascinating when I came across this Mesorbis Moshe. Avol mitzad hasvara, Dr. Moshe, logically. Even though, practically, his right arm is now weaker. Why? Because if anyone knows anyone that ever had paralysis, so what ends up happening? So if the paralysis is on the right side, by definition, the left side becomes stronger because you have to compensate. Our whole body is one big compensation for what lacks. So therefore, if the right arm becomes paralyzed, so now the left arm becomes stronger by definition because now you do more things with the left, so now it becomes a stronger arm. If one is paralyzed, so anything more than paralyzed is already the stronger arm. So Zakir of Maisha, Mikol Makim Ulay Ein LaHachshiv Zeki Yada Hekeya. Says Rav Maisha, however, maybe you don't consider it the weaker hand. Very interesting lumdis. We don't say that the right arm is any weaker than the left arm. So Rav Moshe sounds like he's saying is that we just wipe out the right arm. Meaning, Rav Moshe is saying when you have two arms, one is stronger, one is weaker. Here's Dr. Moshe, you don't have two arms. Because the right arm is not in the playing field. It's like it's commander less a dummy. It doesn't count. Interesting svar.
Yeah,
and there was Dr. Moshe of him, Cain. You don't look at it as if there's a new, it's not a new condition called the weaker arm. It's like the no arm. You go based on his original status. When he had two strong hands. So when the guy started off, he had two arms. So when he had two arms, which one was the weaker one? The left one was the weaker one, so the left one was the weaker one. Now things reverted. So things didn't revert. Now the guy is Kilo, he only has one arm. Right, so it's like we spoke about in the beginning last week, so someone else will have to rap for him and all that.
Around,
right. And Echanami, he'll have technical problems and no one will be there to rap. That's what it sounds like. Again, I honestly do not understand well Rav Moshe's svar here. This is very hard for me to understand. Meaning, when I came across the sugya, my initial thought was, yeah, like the shayel asked Rav Moshe. Now, Rabbi Bluth did us a favor, because he followed up, or I don't know if it was Rabbi Bluth, or no, I think it was Rabbi Tenlin. But the problem with what Rav Moshe is saying is it seems to be against what we learned. So I'm happy Rabbi Tendler followed up with the question. So you're right. The head Rabbeinu Shabashokhan Arachayim and Rabbi Tendler, I'm assuming it's Rabbi Tendler or Rabbi Bluth, one of the two, showed Rav Moshe what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. What does it say in the Mishnah Berurah? We learned it together last 2 weeks ago. The kol shekein in minashe mayim hergilu dahainu shenoyed lochoyed biyaminoi v'noyed lakoyach mimenu shenikta kaf yoda imonis v'tzorach las is kol malachta b'smol v'dinoi v'adei dino ki ito gomer v'niach al yad haritzutza. We had a Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah said if minashe mayim he now every meaning if a imachla is sent heavenly and now everything gets one arm gets weaker now the other arm becomes stronger so now everything changes.
And
exactly so Rav Moshe didn't know this. And the Sharatzian, we saw this all out 2 weeks ago. It's all on the page over here. You can look. The Sharatzian said that this came from a Dogim Revov, the great Noidi Behuda. Ach, bedarki Moshe, rak mucha ha'inyan shel hurgel b'mishamayim, loidim nekliyode, good, fine. He doesn't bring down the whole thing. So, Balamai said, this Noidi Behuda is exactly our case. Rav Moshe loved this, maybe, yeah, maybe not, but it's against the Dogim Revov. The Dogim Revov said, if a guy gets sick, and now one arm becomes weaker than the other, so everything switches over. That's Mamish our case. So what was Rav
Moshe?
That was Noidi Behuda, 1700s.
So he has precedence over Rav Moshe?
Yeah, Rav Moshe has to somewhat acknowledge it. Uh-huh. So meaning, when we saw Rav Moshe, we were screaming, I was screaming, what happened to the Dalgum Rav? The Mishnah Berurah quotes it, the Beralacha quotes it. No one argues on it. So Rav Moshe comes up like this. V'amar Rabbeinu, du'ulai kol zemayri dafku misha kach nasa leikodav ha-mitzvah. So Dr. Moshe, that whole dog of a revolver was talking about a case where the guy got min hashemayim. You know when that sickness hit him? It hit him before he got bar mitzvah. Loi achakach, but not afterwards. Talk about an akimta. Rav Moshe is learning that the ganzel dog of a revolver that Mr. Brew, we read the dog of a revolver inside. I photocopied it, source number 3. You can look at it yourself. He doesn't say a word about that, the dog of a revolver. He read.
Maybe
you can tell us. In Lumdus, I'm not disagreeing, right? We hear in Lumdus, right? Because if the guy had an active right arm and a weaker left arm, so then at the time you decide which was the weak. But Chasurei Mechzer of Ahach Katani. Again, Rav Moshe has the authority to do those types of things, but.
But he can't say that. Because what he's basically saying is once you hit bar mitzvah.
That's right.
That
that's right. Yeah. But that's Rav Moshe's own notion that he kind of made up, and now he has to slip it into the Noidi Behuda. I mean, I would have used the Noidi Behuda to say, well, you see from the Noidi Behuda that that assumption is not correct. Okay, that's what...
No,
I don't think Rav Moshe has an idea in his head, a notion. His notion is that Bar Mitzvah sets, the time Bar Mitzvah comes, it decides which hand is which, and there's no changing later. I don't know where Rav Moshe got that notion from. Now, Rav Moshe's notion is a contradiction to the Neid Yehuda, so Rav Moshe says the Neid Yehuda was talking about a case where it happened before his bar mitzvah. Okay, that's Shana Shtekel Torah. I don't know if me and you would have learned the Neid, but that's Rav Moshe Feinstein.
We'll see
what he does at the end, at least the way it's recorded in Maseiros Moshe. So he writes, he says, Avol Shuv Hichlit Rabbeinu, then Rav Moshe changes his mind, Shemistavish Ein Zechilik Maspik. This chiluk doesn't make too much sense. Even Rav Moshe felt this wasn't a great teretz. V'sayim shemistaver shemishdebrua yidma kitei yad l'mishutekes, that a chopped off arm would be the equivalent to a paralyzed arm. V'loichosh l'svara shenesat, he didn't like my svar. U'me'achesh l'ri'inu cholkem apsak zeh, and since no one really argues on the Dogem Rivavo, v'inlanu hoichochas kenegda, we have no proofs against the Dogem Rivavo, misafik ein lozoz mi psakai, you should not leave his psak, you should put it on the right arm. So it sounds like from this piece, Rav Moshe changed his mind. Again, at least the way Rabbi Tamler tells it to us, and we have to assume he knew better than me and you.
Does he have this in a lot of Jewish rabbi? I don't know.
No, again, we don't. This is we don't have.
It's so surprising, to be honest with you. Not that I know Rav Moshe, he always was big shoulders and right. Stuff that just worked practically to the point where people were timing on
him. Yeah, but this one to me is funny because there's no Mefurish Tshuva exactly. We'll see. Rav Moshe has a Tshuva about something like this, not exactly this, but like to me, this is like a big turn in the middle of the piece. But this is the takeaway, you know, according to this, Rav Moshe holds a Nebuchadnezzar case, which again, these shailas should come up more than we'd like them to do, but they should. Rav Moshe would tell you they should switch to the right arm. End of story.
He said that Rav Moshe
changed his mind somewhat and said, yeah, Enechlami, stroke victims on the right side, now put Tvon on the right arm. Okay. So if you take a look on the next page, that is still a Shvash Ayla by me. If you take a look at the next page, this is an Igris Moshe. This is Rav Moshe himself writing. He tells you something interesting. He says, Ava b'machlas are paralyzed. He's talking about, again, back to the Shaila of paralysis with tefillin, but he's coming from a different angle over here. Here he's coming from the angle of 1 second. If a person has a paralyzed arm, Rav Moshe is assuming now that you could put tefillin on a paralyzed arm. The problem that Rav Moshe has is that, but if it's so paralyzed, maybe it's kilu, it's not there. What makes an arm an arm? What's an arm? It's a functioning arm. So Rav Moshe assumes the functioning is it produces blood, meaning there's blood flow. Blood flow means it's a functioning arm. But what happens if a person has such severe paralysis that there's no blood flow? So then it's not an arm. It's just a hanging appendage on his body. Can't put tefillin on that. So Rav Moshe writes in the Shuvah something interesting from a historical standpoint, which is why I like it. He writes, Abba b'machlas ha-paraliz baruch ha-moitzi dam harbi. So first of all, Rav Moshe says, that's not the case for paralysis. Your average paralysis victim will still have blood flow in that arm. Now, how would you know if he has blood flow? So you prick him and if he bleeds, you know, blood. I don't suggest doing it, but he writes, L'chein ein shayach zeklal yovish. It's nothing to do with a dried up body part. Shasohu kechoser, like it's not there. Da boru shiyavsha gofa the possible oizel mizbech, l'yadifim yavsha ha'oizin the behemoth, the ene mum, you good. The guy may nika ba shumi veshish klal rakshi machlo. It's a mental issue. There's nothing really wrong with the arm. It's not like there's an infection in the arm. It's a mental issue, Dr. Moshe. Even though you can't use it, you're not going to say that the arm is not there. Listen, therefore you'd have to put on, because if the guy only has one arm, then you got to put it on the other arm. The gam ula yadua klap ishmai sheesh lezerefua. Here Moshe suggests, well, maybe he will heal. Sheroifim shalonu en yoidim lezerefua. And they just don't know about it yet. Al koponim. Ein lonu lahashiv kichosa. We don't look at it as a paralyzed body part as if it's not there. Elamashim etzinu shu bishaor shenisaki veinu maitzi tibazdam. Sheze ene bimachlos haparalyzed shavate toitzidam. He says again, every paralysis case, there's still going to be that there's blood flow. Vizukharan, he says, I remember Sha'abba Mori, my father. Rav Moshe's father was Reb David Feinstein. His son is named for him. Rav Moshe's father was also a Rav. He says, I remember my father, the last 7 years, 7 months of Rav Moshe's father's life, he had paralysis on the left side. So now, 1 second, if he had paralysis on the left side, so then, what happens over here? So the left side is weaker, the right side is stronger. So that doesn't help us for our original question.
But the question: does it have a din in
the
arm?
Ah, so the shayla over there was, does it have a din in the arm? So here we're flipping the shayla. Till now we were doubting what happens when there's paralysis on the right side. Does the right side become weaker or stronger? Now Rav Moshe is dealing with a different shayla. If there's paralysis on the left side, Maybe the left side is not an arm. How do you put tefillin on a dead arm? So Dr. Moshe says he remembers by his father. Now again, I'm not a bucky in Chuvas Rav Moshe. I don't remember him all that frequently calling his father. But again, I'm not a bucky. Not at all. No, his argument over here is it even a yad? I mean, the left hand is, the guy's a righty. So he's a righty, so his weaker hand is still the left hand, and now it's even weaker because it's paralyzed. But the problem is that you're putting tefillin on an arm. Maybe he's like a paralyzed arm, it's not an arm. Says Rav Moshe, no, your average paralyzed arm has blood flow. If it has blood flow, it's still an arm. So I grabbed when I was discussing this with the Rav and Laker, before Shimer, so I told him there's no Shiloh that it's not easy. I get it, it's for sure. No one says today that a paralyzed arm from a stroke, there's no blood flow. It for sure is. Now what's the biggest raya? If there'd be no blood flow, what would they do? They'd probably amputate it. They wouldn't just let it sit there on the arm for no reason. I think so, again, not claiming to be a doctor. So Dr. Moshe, he says he remembers by his father. His father had left side paralysis. You know what his father did? Paralyzing. He still put tefillin on the left arm. So Dr. Moshe, I see from my father that paralysis does not make it as if it's not there. So again, Rav Moshe doesn't really help us with our shayla, but you see a different shayla. You see that when there's paralysis on the left side, you can continue putting on tefillin on the left side. If you take a look over here in number 11 of Shmuel Vosner, Shevet Alevi, he writes, Kabalti hafax. Everyone remember those things? Fax machines? Okay. Kabalti hafax. With a patient who has a sickness of paralysis, right side paralysis. Oh, now that's our shayla. Right side paralysis. If it's right side paralysis, again, if it's left side paralysis, it's a different shayla. What's the shayla then? Do we say that it doesn't have an arm? So that we have a tshuva from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says, as long as there's blood flow, it's an arm, and he has a tradition from his father put on tefillin, good. But what happens if it's a right side paralysis? So we had this Messiah Moshe, where Rav Moshe at one point said one thing, and then it seems like he changed his mind. Says, Rav Shmuel Vosner, Shevet Alevi, what are we paskin? Vada, he writes, Vayoyz, kibikish lahashim mi'arech divrakitza, he says, the person wants to know, Vada kenu. Paskins, Shmuel Vosner, yes. Right side paralysis, put tefillin on the right side. Kimishenas is Yad Cholsho, now it becomes the weaker hand. He goes back to our Dogel Merivav. Again, to me, it's an open and shut case. You see the Dogel Merivav, you say to yourself, it's a no-brainer. The Dogel Merivav says, if Minashamayim, the person gets a sickness, and now one arm becomes stronger than the other, he's got to switch over. So Paskins, Reb Shmuel Vosner, exactly like that, Allah Lamaisa, which what supposedly Reb Moshe himself changed his mind to. If you take a look over in number 12 from the Nishmas Avram, Nishmas Avram writes the following. Hamishutik biyadimin, right side paralysis. He writes chayiv b'tfilin. First of all, he's chayiv b'tfilin. Because of Mishtabru, v'hum ha'adogim revavish, sheniach biyadimin, eshu keis, hayad keish aloy. Very simple. He says, you put it on the right arm. V'chein poisik ha'ashas v'chuvis yabi oimer. That's the opinion of B'vad Yosef. That if you have a paralysis on the right side, you now put tfilin on the right arm. Which again, to me, makes simple sense based on the reading of the Dogel Merivav.
Right. No use.
Right.
Okay, one's
the other. Right. Right.
How about, other is something in between those?
So then we'd run ourselves into the question of how do you define strong, stronger and weaker? Those are the two different shitas we saw in Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Ksiva, would it be dependent on writing? So let's say a guy never has paralysis on the right side, but for somehow he could still write with his right hand. So then we'd have that shayla, like the ambidextrous kid. That would be the same shayla. So talk to him. So far, so good. So far, everyone seems to be saying, well, we'd be paskin. Again, if we'd be presented with this shayla, we would say, paralysis on the right side, tefillin goes on the right arm. Which, again, I would think is the halach l'maisa. However, quotes the Nishmas Avram, not so fast. Aval ha'shas v'juvas imre yoysher, kosav she'eniach b'smoiloi. Nope. Still goes on the left. Why? B'makash ha'soifilis rapeh. Hein b'makash ha'soifilis rapeh. Hein b'makash ha'soifilis rapeh. It doesn't matter if it'll get better or if it won't get better. Interesting. We would have thought that if it gets better, keep it on the left. Here he's saying it won't get better. He will always stay paralyzed on the right side. Still, he puts it on the left side. Why? What about the Dogel Merivav? Umashikasa, the Dogel Merivav, near the Kavanosoi, Benisrapa, Achakach Mecholio. He wants to learn the Dogel Merivav even differently than Rav Moshe. He learns the Dogel Merivav is talking about a case where a guy gets better from the sickness. The Afalpiki, Machmas Cholio, Horgil Atmilasis Bismil. He wants to talk about a case like this. The case of the Dogel Merivav is a guy has paralysis on the right side, and now he becomes a lefty. But you know what? He gets better. Miraculously, he gets the right side back. But he's so used to being a lefty. He's so used to being a lefty because he trained himself to be a lefty. So now he's a lefty. The difference over here was is that the impetus to become a lefty wasn't just because he wanted to get the last slot on the baseball team, but it was because it was an ailment. But the point over here is that now he got better. The achakach sheneschap and nami also came vavita gomer. Masha enkid, the guy will never get better, then we don't say this.
What if the paralysis takes a step further? It's on the right side, then it goes to the left side. It gets better on the right and moves to the left.
All right, so right. I don't know. Yeah, I would. He's saying, I don't understand this either. He's right. He's saying that once we know, I mean, he's learning the whole Dogma Revava totally different than us. We learned the Dogma Revava is practical. Which arm is stronger? He's saying no. The Dogma Revava is talking about the case where the right arm became weaker, and eventually it's going to change. Meaning the right arm will get back, but the left will always be stronger. But if the right will never get back, so then things are different. I don't know. I don't get it. So we'll see even more about this in a second. The Kotzer of Shlom is Amon Orbach. Shem Yad Hayomani is Chol Sav Nechlesho. V'Tzorech Lasses Komalach Tebesmol. Our case, right side paralysis. Im Dasa Reifim Shetibori. If the doctor says he'll get better, Mam Shechler Niachal Yodesmol. Continue going on the left. Achim V'Daito Michashuch Es Merape. But if the doctors give up hope and they're saying, I'm sorry, he will remain right side paralysis. Harehi Yad Keo U'Meiniach Tfilim B'Yamin. So if you're counting, keeping track of the gedolim over here, it seems like most paiskim hold that he should put tefillin on the right arm. Okay, so that maybe is the psak. I'm not sure. So let's keep going. Take a look over in the Sefer Darkei Hero. He writes over here. Adam Yamini, her right handed person. Shenishtako yad hayuminis. He has right side paralysis. Vadain yesh bachias, but there's still life to the arm, meaning it's not considered, dead and therefore disconnected. Now, obviously, because of his condition, he becomes a lefty. He becomes like a lefty, and he puts tefillin on his right arm, the paralyzed arm. Now, take a look in the footnote. In the footnote, he writes, K near das reif paiskim. I would say that's Reb Shmuel Vosner, that's Reb Shmuel Zalman Orbach, that's probably the Dokum Ervava, if he was around today, and that's what we saw b'shem Reb Moshe Feinstein. But he writes, however, not everyone agrees. Now we got the Samar Rebbe involved. If I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong. I think the Imre Yoyosher was a Meir Arik. Could be I'm wrong, but we know for sure the Divrei Yoyol is, that's the Samar Rebbe. Zog the Samar Rebbe, Divrei Yoyol, Kosvu Shanir Shebechi Agavna Loi Nechshav Ki Iter. Nope. The Samar Rebbe and the Imre Yoyosher held no. Even paralysis on the right side from a stroke does not make you a lefty. I, the Dogo Meir Vavo. So you can either own the Dogo Meir Vavo like Rav Moshe. The Dogma Revava was only talking about that he gets this before his bar mitzvah. Zog tim, v'kos v'shu kol mashkos v'dogma Revava v'shu nas l'chuyli v'mach v'shu nas iter v'kulam v'dini ki iter yad ein el b'oifen she chozra yod ha'yimonis l'tafkrit l'achra chuyli. That the whole Dogma Revava is talking about a case where he eventually recovers from his condition. V'im kol zeh oysa malach t'bismoyle. Meaning, the guy Taka recovers and now he has strength back in the right arm, but the left arm is so used to doing everything, so now we say he's a lefty. But he writes, but Milvach, Emir Yosher asks Mikasa Shudoichi Moibidvarov. Even though the Emir Yosher acknowledges that it's a doichik, Ochay Nir de Lechay Bechia Gavna Habigarit Fei. Then Boifin Shehirgo asks my Philosh Yishla Shosh Lazim Nechlo Rishainim. Imdinikita Valze Kasa Dogma Revava, okay. So he basically says, I don't understand. What's the Svara? Very strange. And he ends off quoting from the Sefer Dvar Yeshua, which I put over here. The Dvar Yeshua was a big godel in Yisrael. Hitaka was on the Kastner train. One of the few Gedolim who ended up, it's a Mardika story, he ended up he was in the ghetto in Poland. He broke out of Poland, made his way to Hungary, and got out on the Kastner train with the rest of those who made it out. Right? Fascinating story. He was in the Warsaw ghetto. From the Warsaw ghetto, made all the way to Hungary, and then only to have to deal with the Nazis again. You think if he made it to Hungary, he's shown done already. But that's when the Nazis took over Hungary, and he also Paskins. Maybe because he was with the Samar Rebbe on the train. So Samar Rebbe was also on the Kastner train. So maybe they concurred on this psak. Maybe he learned by Ramey Arik. I don't know. But he also passed like this. So I presented the shout out to Rabbi Forsheimer from Lakewood, the big Choshba Paisik. And I told him the dilemma that I had was I was dealing with the case of a fellow of my shul, Nabach, had a stroke, right side paralysis. And for the last many years since he had the stroke, they were always putting tefillin on his left arm. So Shaul, should I now rock the boat and say, you know, you should switch to the right arm? So he said, I told him my concern was, you know, very often with patients, you start messing around with the daily schedule. It's not good for anyone. It's hard sometimes. His wife puts on the tefillin. His aide puts on it. It's. So I told him my case. He told me he thinks kedai listen my chalam akilim and leave it the way it is. But in my humble opinion, if I got the shayla megetko from the getko from someone, I would think you should put on. It sounds like to me you should go on the right side. That's what the achrayim seem to be presenting to us. Unless you hold like the Samer Rebbe and the Imre Yosha, the simple reading of this Dalgam Revava. Sounds like if a person ever has paralysis, he could be putting on tefillin his whole life on the left side. Now he has right side paralysis in a way that there'll be no recovery. I would think he should put tefillin on his right arm.
That's right. Ask the shayla at the outset?
No, I don't think so. I never thought about it. By the time I was ready, I just came across it now. I meant to, you know.
Sure, yeah,
somewhere. Yeah, I'm assuming. It could be asked me. I gave the wrong psak. I'm willing to take a chayla for that also. Yeah, no, I didn't probably process it. Probably didn't know the dugga. I'm afraid now you start with the age and it's. So I felt comfortable, but before Shaima told me, could I just to leave it? So that was good enough for me. But I think if I got the Shaila, you know, Nebuch again for a different patient, I would think, sounds like from Reb Shmuel Vosner and Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Reb Avadja, and definitely the way the Dogma Revolver reads. We read the Dogma Revolver together. I think that would be the psalm. Okay. Yeah, he tries to. Yeah, we spoke about that from the Maram Shik. Shmuel Vosner pointed out that if you have a patient who's Nebuch not doing the Maisi, he could still make the Bracha. If he can't, if he could, yeah.
What
yeah,
Ron. If somebody
looks at the doctor, for 6 weeks, you're going to have a cast, it's going to come on. You can't put away the cast. So again, the Ritzuas can go with a cast, as long as it's really the actual tefillin that can't
come.
The Ritzuas are not such a
problem.
That's right, it'll be fine. You put the Ritzuas on it. Yeah, that'll be much more problematic. He would have to put on the other arm. Yeah, it would be much more problematic. Yeah, I decided not to talk about too much. Maybe I should have talked more about casts and things like that. But yeah, it's more complicated. Okay, now we're switching gears a little bit. We're going to be talking about halachas for lefties. Okay, and two of my sons are lefties, so I felt it was kedai to learn a little bit about lefties. But the truth is, we'll learn probably more about righties than we will about lefties. That's the beauty of these things. So let's start from the beginning. So we'll see how the shailas about lefties and righties scan all chalokim of Shulchan Aruch, except for Chayshim Mishpat, as far as I know, but could be it's somewhere in Chayshim Mishpat, but I don't know about it. It's relevant to Ebenezer, it's relevant to Yerodea, of course, Aruch Chaim. Believe it or not, these things matter if you're lefty or right. So let's start with Yerodea, which is probably not what you thought we'd start with, but no, that's why we did it. So take a look over in Yerodea, source number one, in the booklet called Iter Yad Bahalokha Chedel Galef. So we have three chalokim, which at least was already made. We have three different booklets about lefties, so we'll see how far we get. Let's start with the first Maram Malkam. Is a Ramah in Yerodea. We actually saw this Ramah a few months ago when we learned Hilchos Mezuzah. But back then I didn't focus on it, but let's focus on it now. Zok to Mechav in Shulchan Aruch, v'tzarech l'kvaya al yadim min anichnas. Everyone knows, where do you put a mezuzah? You put a mezuzah on the right side of the door going in. Obviously, you always have the shayla, which side are you really going in when you have, you know, the kitchen leads into the living room, all these creative shaylas. But the halach is, everyone knows, mezuzah goes on the right side of the door. Says the Ramah, very innocent Ramah, it doesn't matter if he's a lefty or not. What is the Ramah talking about? Then the Mechaber concludes, if you put the mezuzah on the left side, taka pasul. So you read this Ramah, you should be scratching your head on a couple of levels. First of all, iter yad means left-handed. There's also something called an iter regel. Iter regel means you're left-footed. Now, very often left-handed are also left-footed, but not always. We will see, for some halachas, it matters if you're left-handed, and some halachas it matters if you're left-footed. Now, how do you know if you're left-handed? So that's easy. How do you know if you're left-footed? So I'm not an OT, but maybe the OTs would know better. So one way is which step you take first, or which foot you use to kick. So go out and kick a soccer ball or a kickball or, you know, a rock or something, safely, of course. Find out which foot you use to cook or which step you take first when you walk. Now, sometimes a left-handed person will not use his left foot first. And sometimes a right-handed person will. So sometimes you got to know if you're left-handed, iter yad, or if you're iter regel. So the Ramah over here, look at the Lashon of the Ramah, and this is not my diuk. This is Reb Kiveger's diuk. The Ramah writes, it makes no difference if you're left-handed or if you're right-handed. So left-handed people put the mezuzah on the left, on the right side. What's going on over here? So we have to see the Beis Yosef. Writes the Beis Yosef over here. Everyone knows, right? This is a great trivia Jewish question. Why does the mezuzah go on the right side of the door? So why does the mezuzah go on the right side? What's the left side? That's mechanica. I say, you walk again. New house, wonderful, fantastic. Right? You probably overpaid for it, but a nice new house. Where does the mezuzah go? Everyone knows it goes on the right side. Why? So everyone thinks, because the Yamin is just more chashuv. which it probably is. Oh, we'll have to talk more about that, Grad. There's a lot to talk about that in this sugya, which maybe we'll bring it in. So if you take a look at the Beis Yosef, the Gemara tells us. It says the Beis Yosef, b'hakoymitz and menachis. You have to go like that.
What?
Right.
Yeah,
that we spoke about. We didn't cover kissing the mezuzah and hilchot mezuzah. We covered kissing the mezuzah when we had a share about not spreading viruses. We had a share like that. Health and halacha, something was called during COVID. We had such a share where we talked about not spreading viruses, and kissing mezuzahs is a great way to spread infection, in my humble opinion. But let's take a look at the Beis Yosef. Talk to Beis Yosef. It says in the Chumash, Beisecha, derech bioisecha miyamin. It says in the Chumash, he's supposed to put it al mezuzahs beisecha, on the doorpost, on the doorpost of your house, the way you go into your house. Okay. How do you go into your house? The oker inish karye diyamini oker bereshin. When a person takes a step, he takes a right foot first. Okay. The kasa b'mordechai, and the Mordechai writes, af agav duhu ita b'raglof. Frek the Mordechai, and what happens if he's a lefty, a left footer? If he's a left footer, he takes his left foot first. So frek the Mordechai, based on the Gemara Menachos, the only reason why you put the mezuzah on the right side is because you take your right foot first. What happens if you take your left foot first? Then you should have to put the mezuzah on the left side of the door. We're going to talk about that. Mamash Allah Chalmaisa. Klausenberger Rebbe has a tshuva. Let's say you have some lefties and some righties. What do you do then? It's a whole. We'll see. It's a shaila. Might be machloikis achrayim. Might be machloikis taz and shach. We'll see. It's not only halachic shaila. It might even be a very lumdish shaila. Who's the sibas hamachayiv in the mezuzah? Is it the one who owns the house? Is it the people who live in the house? It's a lebedik asugya. So let's see. Zok de Beis Yosef, quoting from the Mordechai. So the Mordechai writes, what about a lefty? He says, no. He says, sorry, chukvay bimin. Zok the Mordechai, even a lefty, he puts the mezuzah on the right. Aye, what happened to the Gemara? The Gemara says in Menachos that the reason why you put mezuzah on the right side is because you take your right foot first. Following that logic, a lefty puts his left foot first, she'll put the mezuzah on the left side. So writes the Mordechai, no. V'loy domi l'tfilin. D'shani hocha kivin the mezuzah havi l'shimer kol b'nei abayis. Mashaykin tfilin the havi l'luchudei. Very hard Mordechai to learn. The Mordechai says, what's the difference? Because by mezuzah, it's a shmir for the whole family. Hashem, when it comes to tefillin is your business. So that's going to be the Taz's kasha. If you learn the Mordechai kipshutoi, that it's a question of how many people are affected by mezuzah versus how many people are affected by the tefillin, then what happens if you have a majority of people that attack a left footed? Now you're going to tell me?
Those lefties in your family, you let their bedrooms, if they have it, be on that side, and everybody else goes,
you know. Right, so what do you, let's say the house, right? The mezuzah.
He has a room. You have two kids. If they let lefties are in the same room, put it on the left side.
Yeah, but the problem is, they're mechuyev mezuzah in every bedroom, in every room. So that's what we'll see. It's mamash machlokes achronim. So writes the Beis Yosef, ad kam loshan amorchai. So he says, v'im kein, so the Beis Yosef mamash makes the diak. Based on, if you learn the Mordechai Kipshuta, it's really a lomdish of Mordechai. The Mordechai says that the difference between tefillin and mezuzah is mezuzah affects more people. And therefore you gotta work with the people. Hashem tefillin is just between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So whatever works for you, you can switch it. Says the Beis Yosef, im kein lefizeh, im kol b'nei beis ha'itrim, b'raglehem. Let's say the whole family is, it's a left-footed family. Ayrubam itrim. Or let's say the majority of the family are lefties. Inami hu levadei dar b'bayis. You have your own apartment. Take your own place and you're lefty. So then Tzarech Lekvayi B'Smoil B'Yazeh V'Zeh Lo Yishamanu. Says the Beis Yosef, I never heard such a thing. The lefties have mezuzahs on the left side of the door. Lo Yishamanu Me'odah. I never heard such a thing. V'Oid Halo Yachiv Hu'al Ba'al Abayis. Frek the Beis Yosef, why should it depend on who lives in the house? The Chiv is on the Ba'al Abayis. V'Lo Me'nelech Ha'cha B'nei Abayis She'in Toifum Loi. V'Lo Me'nelech Ha'cha Ba'al Abayis Shu'ikr. Frek the Beis Yosef, another Lom D'Shakash. Let's say you have the Baal Boss, the owner, the father is a lefty. All his kids are righties, his wife is a righty. Who cares? He's the man. It's his house. It's his Beisach. Everyone else just lives there because they're allowed to live there. He's the one who pays the mortgage, right? He's the one who's achroi for the mortgage, not who pays it. He's achroi for it. So frankly, Beis Yosef, why should it depend on anyone besides for him? He says a different pshat. The betfilin, the itmar, itmar, bezuzah, the itmar, lo itmar. So first of all, he says, you know, don't start comparing things. Tefillin is the only place where we have an open discrepancy between lefties and righties. Nowhere else. So, that's it. Where it's yeah, where it's no. Atkan. Now, it just begs the question, well, why didn't the Gemara make the discrepancy? Meaning, he's 100% right, the Beis Yosef. There is a Gemara in Menachos, which we all learned together a few weeks ago, where the Gemara says, Ether Yad puts tefillin on his right arm. We saw that Gemara together. Even though we quoted from some Kabbalah Svarim and some Chassidish Rebbes, that even a lefty should put tefillin on his left arm. We talked about that 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. But Zakti Beis Yosef, Hechad Iksiv Iksiv, Hechad Iksiv Iksiv. But Maisa, why is it not? So he writes, the time of the Nusra Darmina de Kro de Besecha Babi Simin, the Ruba de Alma Kamar. Veloy be miuta de itrim beraglaim do shriki klaw. It's not so common to have left footed people. I don't know. I never took a poll how many there are, how many they're not.
So
but
we're assuming that even left handed people are right footed.
Right. Exactly. That's what he's assuming. Now, I have no idea if those statistics hold up. But again, but that doesn't still, it still finds it's very strange that why should mezuzah be different than tefillin at the end of the day?
It doesn't sound practical.
Maybe. It's just not, it's not hard.
How do we get the mezuzah being determined by that?
Because the Gemara told us that. The Gemara told me that the reason why you put it on the right side is because you take your right foot first. So the Mordechai is fear. He says, following that logic. Again, what's interesting is there is no Gemara that talks about mezuzahs for lefties. There's no Gemara Menachos that talks about tefillin for lefties that we have on the books. There is no Gemara. So the Beis Yosef really basically said is, there's no Gemara, there's no Gemara. But the Mordechai's point really was, is that, well, why isn't there? I mean, the Mordechai was one of the last of the Baalei HaTosfos. So his job is like, you know, well, why isn't there? You know, like, let's take it to the next step. Let's work it out. So the Beis Yosef said, no, don't work it out. Since the Gemara never made a distinction, don't make a distinction. So that's what we're struggling with.
The Gemara speaks about mezuzah being on the right side?
Yes. The Gemara says mezuzah goes on the right side because you take your right step first. And that's it. No, that's really the Beis Yosef's argument. The Beis Yosef's argument is the Gemara knew that there were lefties, and the Gemara could have said, well, lefties should change. The Gemara didn't. So we leave it the way it is. So
Dr. Google on the Guardian says 45% of left-handers are left-footed.
It's very low, only 45%.
45%, right? And of that, the main finding was that about 12.1% of people were left-footed.
So it's very low. That's like the Beis Yosef saying.
Yeah.
It's low shchichi. It's very low. Okay, interesting. So if you take a look in the Shach,
I wouldn't argue on Google.
I would never think of it. He's doctor and rabbi. You can't argue on him. Yeah. So if you take a look in the Shach. So the Shach goes through the same conversation. He writes, number three, Loi domi litzfilin deiter miniach mimin kushag l'adam. In effect, the Shach the same kasha. Why taka does the Ramah write? Again, the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch. Lefties put mezuzahs on the right side of the doors. The kasha is, why don't you make that distinction? So the Mordechai tries to give you a svara, and the Beis Yosef tries to give you a svara. The fact is, the Ramah writes what he writes. So the Shach writes, why don't you make the same distinction like you do by tefillin? So writes the Shach, V'loy domi l'tefillin, di'ita meniach v'imin shakolot v'kolay shen esbar bar ha'chaim, v'shani mezuzah da'av v'lishma kol b'nei ha'bayis, ha'sheiki b'tefillin da'av l'idil l'chudei kinkas b'zeis v'shem ha'modchai. V'nira, so says the Shach, again, the words of the Mordechai sound like that it's a question of numbers. Tefillin you put on so you can decide. Mezuzah, you gotta work with the mass. So says the Shach, same thing. It's not like tefillin, which is a mitzvah shebegufoy, as din abasi min didei. Mashenki mezuzah de'in el chayvas abayis, lekach as din abasi min shekhalotam. V'haynu sholei chilku b'shas u'poiskim mit shnei abayis itrim oiloi. The Gemara never makes such chilukim. And therefore, v'chein nir da'as sholei oilu meniach b'yamin v'chein noegim. So the Shach says, no ifs, ands, or buts, lefties, how many lefties? 3 lefties, 18 lefties. You have a whole dormitory full of lefties. Everyone puts the mezuzah on the right side of the door. Now, comes along, I'm going to skip the Ben Moshe for a second. Take a look in the Taz. Writes the Taz.
He father or son-in-law of the Shach?
No, the Bach. The Taz was the son-in-law by the Bach. So the Taz writes the number 5. The Taz was the sparring partner of the Shach. That they were. So he writes over number 5. The Taz writes something amazing. So the Taz writes on the Ramah. The Ramah writes al yamin anichnas. The Ramah says you put the mezuzah on the right side. Tichsev beisecha hainu derech biyasecha. V'stam adam oker kaiyur yamin bereishik. Va'af himu iter zok the Taz. And let's say he's a lefty. Mikomokim acher roi b'nei abayis azlidon. You go after the majority of the house. So what's the obvious diak in the Taz? And let's say you take have roi b'nei abayis lefties. And you take put the mezuzah on the left side. It should be a massive chiddush la'alocha. So Zok, the Klausenberger Rebbe, he's aiming on this deal. Says the Klausenberger Rebbe, I don't understand this task. You read the Taz, it jumps out of you. That comes out according to the Taz. And this doesn't have to be so crazy. Let's say you have a chos and a kala get married. The punkt, have to both be lefties. Not. I don't know what the statistics are for that one, but it's not crazy. Well, gradually in the next booklet, we'll talk about which hand you give the ring under the chuppah when the chosin's a lefty, the kala's a righty, a lefty. All these, again, the answer to all of this is it doesn't really matter. But if you want to dray a cup of masada, you'll have what the dray a cup of masada condition about. But in any case, let's say you have a chos and kala, they're both lefties. They did get married, new apartment, fantastic. So where do you put the mezuzah? So it should come out, says the chos and megareb, it should come out. According to the shach, he still put the mezuzah on the right side. According to the taz, he should put the mezuzah on the left side. Right, so we discussed, I never saw this before, but it seems like there's no...
You never saw the left either.
Right. That you've never seen either, right? You always, if you see mezuzah on the left side, you think the guy's crazy, but... Maybe he's like a Taznik, I don't know.
We
think he doesn't know anything, but he might be an Ubal, he might be such a Lamdan that he holds like this Taz.
No, or he may put it because he's thinking of going out, that's why.
That could be, or he's like a big... Yeah, that's one of the major nakudas that they have. That was one of the kashas that the Beis Yosef had. Why should it matter what the rest of the people are? It should be decided by the balabas. So other people say, well, some people want to tie it Sully and a Hakira and who the Chiyuv Mezuzah really is. Is the Chiyuv Mezuzah on the balabas or on the people who live in the house? Even though I don't pay the mortgage, but I live in the house.
It's on the house?
It definitely is on the house on some level. But it's on the house. That was the Be'er Moish I skipped. Because the Shach used terminology of Chiyuv Gavra versus Chiyuv Bayis. Of course the Chiyuv Mezuzah is on the house. Right? There's no question. The question, what does that mean on the house? On the house of people that are a certain type of people. So it's hard to, you know, obviously tefillin is an easy chayves guf, right? Your body, whichever arm, is weak or strong. Obviously the mezuzah goes on the house. The house is not a left-footed or right-footed person. The people who live in the house are left-footed or right-footed people. Right, so the question is, which people in the house decide the chiv of the house?
If I put the mezuzah on my neighbor's house because they don't know how to put it, do I make the bracha?
That's a machlokes. That's a big question. What do you do in that case?
Right? And if she's a lefty?
That's right. That's a takahal shayla. What would you do? Enechanami? Okay, so if you take a look, so the Klausenberg Rebbe is not happy. So he doesn't like this Taz. He says...
His deek also is interesting. He says kulam. It's not even kulam. It's just rove.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. The lotion of the Taz would be Rive. Right. So let's say, for example, you have three people in the house. Two out of three, it's not crazy. Let's say you have the father and...
One writing, one lefty, one
ambidextrous. Oh, Lebedek. Sounds like a drasha. So if you look in the Klausenberg Rebbe, he writes, what's the pshat? Then he has a kash. He says, Ula Taz gamkin kosher. The woman tali b'roi b'nei abayis. V'alo yachiyuv b'hador taliyu. V'mahal v'al abayis u'iter ech yishtamer b'amazuz dimin. He goes the other way. He says, I don't understand. If you go after the roiv, what do you do with the father? Let's say you go after the roiv. Good. So you have five people in the house. Four out of five are righties. You put on the right side. What's it with this guy? He walks into a house where he's not technically being yoitza with the mezuzah. V'im shayich bo shmiru b'mezuzah d'yamin shal b'nei abayis lo main shmiru l'gabi abayis mezuzah small d'bal abayis l'marashach. It doesn't matter which side it goes on. So then, why does it matter which side it goes on? And if it doesn't matter which side it goes on, what do you do for the baal bas? Imagine this is a great twist of irony. The guy spent all this money on the house. He pays the mortgage, and he's not even yoitza with the mezuzah in the house. Because it's on the wrong side, because he's really a lefty. Very strange thing. So the Klausenberg Rebbe is very troubled by this task. Again, the simple is, we don't go like the task, we pass on like the Shach. And the Shach says, it doesn't matter, you go like always on the right side. So, but the Dibri Yitziv Taka writes, he says, Ubebal v'ishtoi she'echemem chiter, oi bebeis shutin, let's say you have two partners, kufayu she'echemem iter, ulai she'enichu mezuzah b'chol tzad. He says, maybe in that case, you should have to put mezuzah on each side.
Yeah.
On each side of the door. One for him and one for him.
So, one is righty, one's lefty.
Yeah. So he says, let's say you have a couple. One is a righty, one's a lefty. So the husband who's a righty needs the mezuzah on the right side. The girl who's the lefty, she needs the mezuzah on the left side. Lo yishamanu v'lo
yireinu. Would you also be
able to bal toisef? I'm putting...
You're supposed to put up one mezuzah.
Yeah, that's a mezuzah for one person who works with his right foot. But if you have a... I mean, I'm not putting up two mezuzahs. I'm putting one mezuzah for me. I'm putting one mezuzah for her. It's not bal toisef. Maybe she'll put up her own mezuzah. She could. Right. She should. So again... If I'm not mistaken, in the kuntres that the Rabbi Pesach Krohn printed, which is very famous, which he quotes a lot from Chaim Kanevsky, I don't believe the accepted practice is that even a house full of lefties puts a mezuzah on the left side. But I found something from the Sefer Ali Desh, if you remember, I think it's a contemporary, we quoted him a lot when we learned mezuzah, he writes something which I thought was a big chiddush. He says, Let's say you have a single guy, a single girl, they have an apartment, and they happen to be a lefty. They own an apartment. Or you should call b'nei beis itrim, or the entire family are lefties. Or you should buy yishol shnei shutfim ve'echem em iter v'asheni eni iter, yesh mokum l'hachimu l'kvaya b'shnei hatzadim misafik. He thinks you should have to put it on both sides, misafik. So in the first two cases, so you should make the bracha on both and put them up at the same time. I do not think this is the practice. I never saw it or heard of it, but you never know. We learn new things. Listen, we learned now that lefties put tefillin on the left arm sometimes. That was a chiddush we had 2 weeks ago. And now we're saying people put mezuzah on the left side of the doors. It's a whole new religion. Okay. I don't know. Interesting. So if you take a look over here, number 9, the Be'er Moshe, he does write that even a lefty who puts the mezuzah on the right side, but he should kiss the mezuzah with his left hand. Because anytime you do a mitzvah with your body, so for him his body is his left over the right, so he kisses the mezuzah with his left hand. Okay. With his left. Lefty would kiss with his left. No, it's not a mitzvah. Yeah, it's not a mitzvah. We talked about the Ramah on Shulchan Aruch, where the Ramah brings down the Indian of kissing the mezuzah. But again, this is just extra credit. But you go find me someone that taka with a chasen kal. Yeah, he calls it a mitzvah, but I can't say everyone agrees to that. When we learned that sugya, we didn't come out with necessarily that psah. But Rabbi Kivega makes the obvious observation. They're most talking about a left-handed person. In our sugya of mezuzah, does it matter which hand you are? No. It all matters which foot you are. Your hand is irrelevant. So Rabbi Kivega really makes this observation. Right. So Kivega writes, "In itu yad zeu milsa the pshit." Meaning the Ramah is not a chiddush that left-handed and right-handed people should put the mezuzah on the same side. He's assumed that a left-handed person, b'meila, means a left-footed person. He writes, "Avo mekor hadim b'mordechai isa afilu ita rega." The Mordechai, if you look carefully at the lashon of Mordechai, he wasn't talking about left-handed people. He was talking about left-footed people. Oh, left-footed people. You have a shaila based on the Gemara and Menachos. So that's always something. At least this whole sugya of mezuzah, and it's actually going to come up in one other place. I don't know if we'll talk about it. But because we talked about it once in a different share about putting shoes and shoes on and shoes off. There again, it might depend if you're left-footed versus being left-handed. It might not. Machloikis, Epshalim Zalma, with a Bukhar Shah, Agant Yishayla, maybe we'll talk about it if we make a fourth booklet about lefties. Okay, let's keep going on. So this is one, to me, a fascinating Maramavkam about lefties. But I think it gets even more geshmaf. Halacha, source number 11. Says the Mechaber. Kishepoiseya oike regel smoiloi tchila. So when you finish Shmoneh Esrei, says the Mechaber, you're supposed to take 3 steps back. So which foot do you start off with? So the Mechaber writes, left foot first. Okay, I'm sure we don't even think about it anymore. It's like, you know, when you turn, you flip the thing in the car, we don't even think about it anymore. But every once in a while, you stop and you realize, if you take 3 steps back, you're supposed to take left foot first. Why? That's Mechaber. Mechaber says left foot first. Why? So if you take a look over here in the Magen Avraham gives you 2 reasons.
No,
completion. Kishe Peseh, we're talking about you taking the 3 steps back. You finish Manasseh, right? And you're going to go back. So you do 3 steps back.
Which you do that at the beginning also? Or you go, right?
That's when you go forward.
When you go back to say
that
beginning is Shmoneh
Esrei. That going back is just so you can go forward.
Right. That and forward is going to be right first.
Right. Because the going back the first time, right. The reason why we go back is just so we can go forward. But here we're talking about when you're parting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we do left foot first. Why? So
well,
every.
When you're leaving, you go.
Why?
Well, you're dead because that's how it's covered. You know,
what's the covered? So we all know about this idea of hesitancy, meaning it's difficult for you to take your left foot first because you're naturally a righty.
Right.
So when you do a left foot first, it's showing that I'm reluctantly step. Aha! So that opens up our question. So what happens if you're a lefty? So let's take a look at the Magen Avraham. Left footed, right? Not left handed. Says the Magen Avraham, nearly hatam. What's the reason? Because most people are right footed. Right? What did Rabbi Google say? What's the percentage again? How many people? 40 something, whatever, right? A high percentage. Most people are right footed. So, Zokta Magen Avraham. Right. It's a lot of people are right footed. Zokta Magen Avraham, therefore what? Lachain, Bismurl, the Mariki, Lukovit, Allah, Lifterm, Lifnehamok. So when you take your left foot first, you have to work harder. What does working harder show? It's difficult for me to part from HaKadosh Baruch. Therefore, Zakti Magen Avraham, that's why you take the left foot first. So therefore, Zakti Magen Avraham, Umehai Taimo, following that logic, what's the next thing? Iter regel, not iter yad, iter regel, a left-footed person, oiker smoyloishu yaminda al matchila. Therefore, argues the Magen Avraham, it should come out that a left-footed person should take his right foot first, because that's his more difficult foot. However, says the Magen Avraham, maybe there's another reason why we take the left foot first, is what? Because we want to go towards the direction of the Shechina is on the right side, which we'll talk more about in other halachas, and that's why you go opposite it. Then you have to go left foot. So what's the simple nafkamina between the two reasons of the Magen Avraham? What does a lefty do? If the reason why, again, we have a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you take the left foot first. We don't know who the Mechaber is talking to. We don't know why the Mechaber says it. Magen Avraham has two pshatim. First pshat of the Magen Avraham is because we want it to be the more difficult foot. So then the logic will be, depends on what's more difficult for you. That's good for a righty, but what about for a lefty? However, the second pshat of the Magen Avraham is, tamazay, we want it to be that you want to take the psia from the right side of the Shechina first, and the Shechina is on opposite you, so you go away from him. So Imkain, a lefty, should do the same. So how do we pass? The Magen Avraham leaves us hanging. He gives us two reasons, a great nafkamina, but no halachic conclusion. So if you take a look at the Taz writes, small tchila, you know why left foot first? Nir atam, devakira zuchoyle kovet l'shchina. Because you want to show kovet to the Shechina. V'haynul yamin ha-shchina shu smalom. Because the Shechina is on the right, so the left is opposite it. So the Taz, what does he do over here? So subtly, he only gives you one reason. He only gives you what we call the second reason of the Magen Avraham. Not the reason of the weaker foot. And if it's not the reason of the weaker foot, so then lefties and righties are the same. So it should come out according to the Taz. Lefty should also take the left foot first. But according to the Magen Avraham, we don't know. Because the Magen Avraham didn't tell us which two reasons he works with. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah.
When we're saying that everybody should go with the left because it's the Yamin of the Shechina, it's as if we're facing the Shechina. It's going to be more appropriate to go with the right foot than going away from the left of the Shechina. In other words, the right is more chashuk everybody.
So the Shechina is on the...
Shechina is facing me.
Right.
I should first go away with my right foot because that's the left of the Shechina.
So again...
shows more of a cover.
So the Magen Avraham's lashon is, the tzarech lefsoi yamin ha-shechina, you have to go on the right side of the Shechina. Then you can tzarech lefsoi b'smol tchila. I guess...
Wouldn't it be more covered than
the left? I don't know. I'm not sure how this works exactly, but...
Isn't leaning and bowing,
whatever you want to call it, also in the... Yes, yes, we're going to talk about it. Yes, yes. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. We're going to see, right? There's no tzad to say that a lefty does oyser shalom to the right first. No one says that. So that's because we're working with, meaning lefties and righties have the shchin on the same angle, right? Just like lefties and righties have the heart in the same place, they have the shchin opposite the same. The question just over here is what's the reason left foot goes first? If left foot goes first because you want it to be the more difficult step.
It could be a situation.
Yeah.
If you go the first interpretation.
Right, right.
Of having an opposite foot. Right. Because the leaning, the bowing,
right?
Everyone agrees, right? That is because the cover,
right? And therefore, everyone agrees it goes to the same side.
It goes to the left.
Correct. Which means the Shechina, and you're bowing, you're going backwards again, opposite the Shechina.
I'm saying go left, but then you could be a situation where you're saying that you could use the right foot.
Right, because
so
yours
would be.
Meaning, this svara that holds you care about the weaker foot is not concerned about which side of the Shechina you're working with. Enechram, that's what comes out. I guess that's part of the two terutzim in the Magen Avraham.
Enechram. And they also mean by the
Hagdus
that they
make. Good. I didn't put that down, but they do talk about that. Which side do you show? Maybe we'll talk a little bit about it.
But
which side do you turn first to?
You go
left to right first. So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. So we have Kenira. So that's always the question. Do you always go to the right, even if you're a lefty or not? That's what we're going to have to deal with. So that's another issue they talk about. Grada didn't talk about it. They do talk about it in Rabbi Kron's book. He talks about the Lechadaydi. Maybe we'll talk about it. Maybe we'll have a part four. Yeah. Kolpina shata poine litzad yimin. We have a Gemara. The Gemara says, whenever you turn to the right side. So maybe we'll have to deal with it a little bit more. So let's see. Halachom Isis. So what do lefties do with Shemoneh Esrei? What do lefties do with Shemoneh Esrei? So we have a Magen Avraham who's not conclusive. We have a Taz who's very conclusive. The Taz says very clearly the lefties should still use the left foot because it's all about opposite the Shechina. Writes the Mishnah Berurah. He quotes in Mishnah Berurah, at least number 14, he says, why do you do left foot first? The Mistama Oikir Inish Kayyidimina Bereshah. Because your average person takes his right foot first. The Chen Oikir Kansmerl, he takes his left foot first. The Maratzmoy, Ki Ilu, Kovid Olav Lifotem in Amakim. It makes it look like he's it's hard to leave from Hashem. So which reason did Mishnah Berurah give us? He gave us the first teretz of the Magen Avraham. Not like the Taz who gave us the second answer of the Magen Avraham. So if you follow the logic of the Mishnah Berurah, where does that take us? It takes us that a lefty should go right foot first.
Same way as everybody else.
No.
No, the opposite.
Again, the Mishnah Berurah goes with the reason of the harder, the more difficult. No, you want to make it kaved. You want to make it heavy to get away from Hashem.
Right.
So that's why we use our left. So then it should come out. A lefty chooses his right foot first. Now, it's actually very funny. I wonder, most of our davening, it's scary that we learn it when we were probably in elementary school. And sometimes we keep with that notion. Now, I don't know if the Rebbe in elementary school teaches, okay, lefties this way, righties this way. They teach it to the Hamaynam, and right of the class is righties. So it could be the lefties got the shortchanged just because the Rebbe was teaching it to a large class, and the kid never grew up and learned Shulchan Aruch, so he was doing whatever he did in fifth grade. Maybe. I don't know. We'll have to see. In fact, I think I asked my son what they teach in the, there's only so much, diversity they can do today. You know, come on. You got to teach to them majority of the class, and I think most of the class is righties. So how do we pass? Halacha Maisa, what do you do? So if you take a look at the Be'er Halacha, number 15, writes the Be'er Halacha. He quotes the Magen Avraham. He says, because of a Magen Avraham, the Lefiza ita regal yakut chiles moiloi, shemin da'al moviyesh oitam huva gam kem ba'taz. But there's another reason. The reason that the Taz brings down. That has to do with going against the Shechina. The Lefiza ain't chiluk ben iter le'in iter. V'chim tzasam haber hetiv. Ochein. Hachayodom v'hagraz etiku as tamarishin shalom Magen Avraham. You get a little insight into how the Mishnah Berurah did things. Mishnah Berurah says, why did I only write one reason? And this is the beauty of learning Mishnah Berurah after you learn the Magen Avraham and Taz. Most of us learn Mishnah Berurah first, and then we don't appreciate all the background noise. Not noise, background information. Zakti Mishnah Berurah, you know why I only brought them one reason and not the other? Because if you look in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the great first Lubavitcher Rebbe, Shnei Zalman, and you look in the Chai Adam, they also only bring down one reason. Even though the Magen Avraham brought down two reasons, and the Taz brought down one reason but the other reason, I went with this. And if you go with this, says the Mishnah Berurah, then it should come out that a lefty will be different. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, paskas the Mishnah Berurah, that a lefty should take his right foot first. Because it's a lefty should do right foot first. A left-footed person should do right foot first. Halacha l'maisa, at least according to the Mishnah Berurah. Now again, in Magen Avraham and Taz, it's questionable. In Taz, it's actually mochach the other way. The Taz holds a left-footed person would be the same as a right-footed person. Magen Avraham is unconclusive. He gives you two terutzim. Mishnah Berurah, Be'er Halacha, clearly, he writes that a left-footed person should take right foot first. And that's taka what I think Rabbi Pesach Koren writes in the book. He writes, taka en chalami, that we follow Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, left-footed person should take his right foot first. However, if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, it's not 100% as clear. He says, we already learned that when you take your feet, it's left foot first. And some people say it's because we want to show you how difficult it is to get away from Hashem. But we already overrode that reason. And we said that's not the reason. But rather the reason is like the Taz. Or the Fize Gam Iter Kein Yaseh. And therefore a lefty should do the same as righties. So the way it looks like to me, it should be a Machloikis Taz Magen Avraham, Machloikis Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan. So how does that work practically today, at least in America? Machloikis Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan, everyone goes like the Mishnah Berurah. But Aruch HaShulchan was still a very big Bar Samcha. So I don't know, I didn't decide yet how I'm going to make my son crazy, whether I'm going to make him switch over to do his right foot first or not. But again, in school, all the kids are going to do left foot first. But Lamaisa, we'll stop here for tonight. We'll see B'li Neder next week. I'll pick Kabbalah what you should do. But Ha'pi Halacha, it seems to be Machlokes Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan. And I would assume most people follow the Mishnah Berurah. So next week, we'll talk more about some of the halachas pertaining to lefties and righties.